The Woodcutter by Reginald Hill. Read by Jot Davis. 1963. The Cold War at its chilliest. The wind of change blowing ever more strongly through colonial Africa. But the threat not yet so great that an 11-year-old English boy cannot enjoy his summer holiday in Aden. However, his diplomat father insists he is always accompanied by a young Yemeni gardener. In Ahmed's company, he feels perfectly safe. So when a dusty Morris Oxford pulls up alongside them, he feels no alarm as his friend urges him inside. The car roars away into one of the less salubrious areas of the city. Oddly, this isn't his first visit. The previous year, having overheard one of the British clerks refer, smirkingly, to its main thoroughfare as the Street of a Thousand Arseholes, he had persuaded Ahmed to bring him here. The street had been a disappointment, offering little clue to its entertaining name. Ahmed had responded to his questioning by saying with a grin, "Too young." Now the Morris turns into this very street, and the boy finds himself bundled out and pushed through a doorway. But he is not yet so frightened that he does not observe the number 19 beside the door. He is almost carried upstairs and into a room full of men. Dumped in a corner, he tries to speak to Ahmed. The young man shakes his head impatiently and will not meet his gaze. A new man arrives, this one wearing a European suit and exuding authority. The others fall silent. The newcomer stoops over the boy.
"So, you are the son of the British spymaster.